Daredevil Dana. Dana liked to live dangerously. She loved to run, jump, climb, dive, and basically do anything that looked difficult. She wasn't afraid to take chances. From the time she was a little girl, her parents' warnings were constantly ringing in her ears. Be careful! Don't get hurt! Slow down! Don't climb so high! Watch where you're going! Dana was obedient, so their warnings helped, for a little while. However, sometimes she forgot what they said, and she would be off exploring some other risky place or attempting a challenging feat. One of Dana's favorite activities was climbing trees. She especially liked the tallest ones. When Dana wasn't climbing trees, she was climbing rocks. She loved going to the mountain lake with her grandma and grandpa, where there were huge rocks along the shore. She made a game of jumping from rock to rock. When it came to sports, Dana was naturally gifted. She was big for her age and well-coordinated. She was a fast runner and could throw a ball farther than any of her teammates. Her skills were perfect for basketball, and it soon became her favorite sport. She was so good that in sixth grade, she was a star player on the girls' middle school team. She loved it when she was running down the court, dribbling the ball, and her family and the fans were yelling, "Go, Dana, go!" Then, before she knew it, basketball season was over and it was time for softball. Softball was okay, but not as much fun as basketball. Then it was soccer season. "When does basketball start again?" she asked her coach. "In a couple of weeks," he said. "Just keep practicing those free throw shots at home. This should be a great season for you." Dana could hardly wait. "Mom, Dad, it's only a couple of weeks until basketball season," she announced at supper time. "Good," said her dad. "I guess we'll have to start canceling our Saturday night activities so we can watch your games." "It's going to be a great season," Dana said proudly. "That's what the coach told me." "Well, you've certainly been practicing. You should be ready, especially when it comes to shooting baskets." After school a few days later, Dana was waiting for her mom, an elementary school teacher, to finish getting her classroom ready for the next day. It was sometimes tough having to wait. Most of the time, Dana worked on her homework, but today was a beautiful sunny day. "Mom, can I go out on the playground for a while?" Dana asked. "Sure, Dana. Just be careful because there's no one out there to supervise." "No problem, Mom. I'll be careful." She was careful at first, as she climbed around on the jungle gym and hung on the monkey bars. "I wonder how high I can pump," she thought as she began swinging on the tallest swings. Pump, 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 her legs and body went back and forth, forcing the swing higher and higher. "Whew, this was great," that's when Dana thought. "I bet I'm high enough that I could jump out of the swing, do a flip on the way down, and land on my feet." She had seen a stunt like that on TV. She watched the athletes doing flips on all kinds of things, dirt bikes, skis, and skateboards. How hard could it be? Without giving it a second thought, she let go of the chains, leaned forward, tucked her head, and began what she thought was a spectacular flip.